Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes in, stuffing. Let's dry out some bread, add some seasoning, and then re-moisturize it in the cavity where all the turkey organs used to be. What the hell?
Right.
I mean, you do realize we are eating an animal carcass.
I don't need to sop it up and put it in its guts.
Oh, yeah, you do, baby.
It's nasty.
Oh, yeah, you do. Ray Fittipaldo joins us now. He, of course, from the Post-Gazette. Ray is brought to us by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, lgkg.com. All right, Ray, your favorite Thanksgiving dish and what you think is your most overrated Thanksgiving dish.
My mom makes like candied sweet potatoes. I think she like does it with brown sugar or maybe maple syrup. I don't know what she puts on it, but
does she put the marshmallows on top?
Yeah, but I don't like the marshmallows. I just like the brown sugar or the syrup on top.
Mm-hmm. I'm right there with
you.
And
then overrated, here's where I am, guys. I eat turkey once a year. I eat it on Thanksgiving. I will not touch turkey one other time throughout the year. So I'll eat it because it's tradition, but I think it's overrated.
Mm. What's your favorite dessert, Ray? I mean, I guess the sweet potato, would that count as a dessert? Or I mean, it's like a dessert. It's both. If it's both in the Venn diagram.
Yeah, I mean, pecan pie is pretty good. So if I had to pick one fall pie, I'll do pecan pie.
All right.
There's a pecan pie.
I've heard it both ways.
Pecan.
All right, Ray, you've heard a million Mike Tomlin press conferences. Just your gut feel right now, do you think Aaron Rodgers plays on Sunday?
Well, he did say he's starting the week with great optimism, but then he kind of went into his normal, lingo about a guy who's going to be questionable to start the week. So, guys, I thought he was going to play last week. I was a bit surprised that he didn't. I understand why. You know, Mike said it was a prudent decision, which leads me to believe there were some medical concerns about that wrist stabilizing. So, with another week, maybe it's better, but I don't know how much even a hairline fracture on a bone like the wrist is going to mean in a week. So we'll have to see what happens this week. But, at this point, I don't know, to be honest. I'm probably 50-50 player or sit again.
Wow.
Ray, I mean, this is just my opinion. I thought Mason Rudolph played okay enough to win the football game. If everything else would have played up to par, I think that they win that football game, especially the defense. But from your point of view, how did you think that Mason Rudolph played? And if he has to play this weekend against the Buffalo Bills, do you think it'll look better?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, you get your feet wet and then you get the reps again. If he has to play, of course, I think he'll feel more comfortable. And, yes, he'll be better. You know, I gave him a D on my report card, and I just thought he got off to a bad start. You know, he underthrew DK. Now, listen, I didn't think DK did him any favors by trying to help break that up, but that was a poor throw to start off the game. You get your team behind 7-0. Now, he had a couple responses throughout the game. You know, he he led them back. But I just thought when they needed him to make a play, he didn't make a play. And I'm thinking of, you know, the Roman Wilson overthrow. I mean, it lands out of bounds. I mean, he didn't even give his guy a chance there. So I don't know. Maybe I was a little bit harsh. Maybe it should have been a C. But, yeah, I thought first start of the year was kind of average for me.
Ray, both Broderick Jones and Derek Harmon out this week as categorized by Mike Tomlin. Is there concern that these injuries, either of them, could be more serious than a one-game deal?
Well, I mean, the Broderick injury was announced as a stinger, so I just thought that was going to be a minor thing, and it turns out it may be a little bit more serious. Now, Broderick didn't seem like he was really hurt after the game, but anytime you have a neck injury, I think you have to keep an eye on that. So maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Broderick this week. The Harmon thing, it's unfortunate. You know, Mike didn't even know yesterday if it was the same knee that he hurt against the Buccaneers in the preseason. So, you know, we'll see what Derek has to say about that. But the fact that he finished the game, Pat, tells me it's not too bad. But, yeah, being down two young linemen for a big game against Buffalo is unfortunate. The good thing for the Steelers is, at least in terms of Broderick Jones's replacement, you have Andrus Pete or Calvin Anderson, both veterans, both guys have started in this league. And, you know, Pete's a longtime vet who's been there and done that. So there shouldn't be too much of an issue at left tackle, I don't think.
Ray Fittipaldo with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Patrick Queen was questioning schematics following the game. Then James Harrison was yelling about it. And then Trey Essex joined us yesterday and said it's the scheme, not the players, particularly on the defensive side. Do you agree with that sentiment, Ray, that it is the scheme and not the talent level on that side of the ball?
Well, I mean, first off, it's not good when your players, and, you know, I know it's only 10 or 15 minutes after a game ends, but when your players feel comfortable enough to say that about the coaching, that's not good. And, you know, for James Harrison to come out, I know James has nothing to lose, and he might have left here on, you know, some hard terms, hard feelings. You know, he's speaking his mind. That's not good for Mike either. So, you know, whether it's schematics or personnel, I tend to think it's a little bit of both. Yeah, guys, I mean, what they're doing isn't working. You know, we thought they had it fixed for a few weeks when they put Ramsey and Duggar back there, and then, you know, kind of comes unglued again, and we're kind of back to square one, you know, with the secondary. So, as Cam Hayward said, you know, the hourglass, the sand's running through it. There's not much time for many more mistakes, and they got to get that stuff rectified, and they got to get it rectified pronto.
Ray, who do you think's on a hotter seat, according to fans? Sean McDermott from the Buffalo Bills or Mike Tomlin?
I think Tomlin here. I mean, I don't know what's going on in Buffalo, but guys, the emails I got this week were probably the angriest, or like the volume of them, since the Ravens lost in Baltimore to end last season. I mean, that was the kind of week it was for me, like listening and hearing from Steelers fans. So, and I don't know what it was. Like, it was a road game, but I kind of viewed that game, guys, like it was a very winnable game. You're up at halftime. You probably should have been up by more. You throw in the game at Cincinnati where you're up late and you let that one get away. People are of the feelings that there's just something missing this year. And I don't know what it's going to come to. I don't know if anyone's going to listen, but I think this is probably the angriest the fans have been since last January and that beatdown in Baltimore.
Coach Tomlin talked about practice squad guys that could be elevated. Do you anticipate, I mean, obviously they haven't found a wide receiver two of any consistency. Right. They've been banged up at corner. Now Joey Porter Jr. is going to be limited in the early part of the week, I would imagine. Any chance Asante Samuel Jr. or Marquez Valdez-Scantling get elevated this week in your mind, Ray?
Well, the Porter injury is going to be big, so we have to see how that unfolds. So, you know, Samuel was certainly a guy who has experience, and I think he's going to get elevated sooner rather than later. What you have to remember was there were like 8 or 10 teams that wanted to work him out. Any of those teams at any point can sign him to the 53. If they want to do that, that might force the Steelers to do so. So that's something to keep an eye on, especially with the injuries at that position. As far as the MVS thing goes, Pat, I don't know. What do you got to lose at this point, right? I mean, just throw him a different look. Maybe it clicks if Aaron plays, but they're just not explosive at all on offense. And you would think a guy that you know has been in the league for how many years? 6-8 years, whose skill set is to run down the field and make some big plays. You would think you could find a way to use a guy like that.
Ray, what's your feeling on the game?
Listen, guys, I know Buffalo is not playing well, but this Steelers team is so inconsistent for me. I can't pick them this week. I just think when you look at a game like this, you know, two struggling teams, struggling defenses, I'm just going to go with a better quarterback. And whether it's Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers, I just believe Josh Allen is going to make a few more plays than the Steelers do. So probably another high-scoring game, you know, 38-28, something like that. I think Josh Allen probably finds a way to get it done.
I mean, how ugly is this game going to look if DK Metcalf can't go?
Oh!
Yeah.
Think about that.
Can you play four tight ends?
Right.
They probably have to run Connor Hayward out there. Yeah, I mean, like, it's good that he finished the game too, right? I know he was hobbled and he didn't do too much, and he's not going to do much early in the week, but this is what everyone was afraid of. You know, DK Metcalf getting hurt and missing a game, or Doran, like, just being hurt and not being 100% and then having it fall on the shoulders of Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin and whoever else you throw out there. So, hey, maybe it'll mean a better day for Johnny Smith and Pat Freiermuth. I know those guys are hungry for reps and hungry for some targets. So if it does come to that, maybe the tight ends get a little bump out of this.
Ray, do you know who Sabrina Carpenter is?
Sorry, I do not.
Let's go.
You're a good man.
You are a good man. That is that.
You're a better man than Crowley, which that is not it. Hard to do.
That is a good man test right there, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ray,
who is she?
She's a pop star.
She's like 19.
Give her a quick Google. Is she 19?
She's close. Close to that.
Might be 17, age. Crowley.
26, boys. We're good. Basically,
You're not good.
Basically, Bill Belichick over here. All right, Ray, enjoy the sweet potatoes. We'll talk to you next week, bud. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too.
Thanks, Ray.
That is the great Ray Fittipaldo. Also, we've had Clarissa on hold for 24 minutes. Clarissa, what's up?
Hi.
What's up, bud?
Are you guys still giving away the tickets?
Did somebody just whisper that to you?
I think somebody did just whisper it to you.
That would be my dad.
Clarissa, you know what? You waited really patiently for a long time.
We don't even need to quiz Clarissa. Let's just Let's just give her four tickets to the Pitt Miami game Saturday.
Clarissa, you're in luck because I am an imbecile and I only came up with three trivia questions, not four, and we have four packs of tickets to give away. Congratulations, you're going to the Pitt game.
Nice.
Yeah.
There we go. Hey, you know the fact that we got the mastermind, her dad is next to her, whispering stuff.
No, we're driving to work.
You're driving to work. Well, you're going
over on the side of the road so we could do this.
You are going to the Pitt game. That's radio gold right there.
How about
that? Good stuff. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love that.
That was great.
Did you hear Dad?
Are they still giving the tickets away? Are you still doing
Why couldn't he just call?
Maybe he's driving.
Because he knows you. He knows if you hear a woman's voice that you'll be like, oh, we'll give them to them.
It's not like it was Sabrina Carpenter.
Might have been.
You think Ray was sandbagging, or you think he really doesn't know?
He was sandbagging.
Yeah.
He was sandbagging.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Chris Carter with the best question of Mike Tomlin at yesterday's press conference. Mike Tomlin even kind of gave him an attaboy. We get into the merits of said question and the answer when we return. But first, it's a Dom DiTomaso fan headline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In the situation of the 25-yard more touchdown we ran up the seam against you guys, it was trips right, four verticals. Is that a situation where you have to check out of the cover three zone?
I am not going to peel back the layers of how we function from a schematic standpoint, although I am impressed by the depths of your question.
Do we think Mike Tomlin was really impressed by the depths of his question?
Probably not.
Yeah, I do.
No, it's not.
It's a good question by Chris.
I've asked you that question. You've answered it. I asked you what the responsibilities of everybody in the cover three is, and you've answered it.
Yeah, but you don't get a lot of that in the press conference. David Todd used to do that back in the day with analytics stuff, and Tomlin would just beat the hell out of him for it.
I think coaches like when you ask real football questions, not hypotheticals about injuries or conspiracy theory questions, or he asked him a coverage question, which I respect.
I respect Chris for knowing. I respect him,
yeah.
But I don't know if Tomlin does.
I think Tomlin does, absolutely.
Bill Belichick, if you would ask him a football question, he would go chapter and verse explaining some of the stuff. I always respected that about Belichick.
No, I think Tomlin was being real in that moment. Yep.
That's a situation where I feel like there are coaches around the NFL that they see the opposition come out in that look, and you know what your coverage is, and they'd call a timeout there.
No. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing, but you would have a check already built in for whatever offensive formation they come out in. It's like, oh, check, check, check. Let's kind of scoot you back to safety.
And they clearly didn't.
Correct.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
They didn't have an audible for it on the back end.
Yeah, I didn't study the play enough. What was the down and distance?
They were in the red zone.
They were in the red zone, the down and distance.
You're going to run a cover three in the red zone.
Yeah, but it's number one rushing offense in football. You're going to play two shell on first and 10?
Well, and that is why, and you brought this up earlier in the week.
When you can't stop the run.
Quarters.
When you can't stop the run. They don't play quarters.
Ball. That's their fault.
The Steelers. They don't play much quarters. They play a lot of one-high safety.
Well, then man up.
Okay, there you go.
Right. That's the check. You man up. You take the guy that's right. Over you.
Yeah, I mean, man zone checks, zone man checks. It's typically a zone to a zone adjustment when you're, because if you have motions and things like that, it's harder to get from zone to man. Because you can motion out of a trips. But I think it's how you play the coverage. Different ways to play cover three, right? You don't have to buzz the flats as much. You can carry number two, so the four verts isn't as much of a threat. That would be the check. Would be how are you playing number two?
Make it a man shorter coverage. It's like a three man.
Correct. Well, more of a match. And right. If you have 3-by-1 and you're in the red zone, you're by nature of the confined space.
It was 3rd and 6, by the way.
It was 3rd and 6. Okay. By nature of the it's 3rd and 6, you should be playing the sticks a little bit more anyway. So the corner shouldn't need as much buzz help because it's more confined. He's going
to
be closer to the receiver.
To the receiver, right.
Because of the confined space.
Right.
Right. So the flat area defender should know that, understand it's in the red zone, and be a little bit more focused on number two and less concerned about number one, who's outside. That would be the way to match that in cover three.
I'm impressed by the depths of your answering of that.
I mean, but that's a situational understanding of being in the red zone. What does a team like to run? I'm sure that was something they've run before, right? And how if you're spinning to three, and it's whoever who was the middle safety? Was it?
It was Ramsey, right?
Ramsey was down, or he was
middle, I think.
So Duggar's down there, spinning down. He should carry number two more, and then Ramsey can stay more center of the field than number three. And then you got the best coverage linebacker in the world, Peyton Wilson, that could drop underneath the tight end.
Well, but my thing is going back to the start. So why even make that call if you're Terrell Austin? Why not have a three match call in there whenever you're third and six in the red zone instead of just calling a normal cover three and hoping that your safety or your safety can take in match number two just because he thinks that he should do it.
I have a hard time. You've got a corner playing safety for the first time in his career in Jalen Ramsey. I know it's however many games in. Duggar's been here, what, a week and a half? 2 weeks? I have a hard time that TA just said, blanket cover three. I have a really hard they coach all week. I don't know what the huddle call was. I don't know what the green dot got on that play call. I have a hard time believing there weren't checks available. There weren't. I have a really hard time believing that. Just because you've been around a lot of football. I've been around a lot of football. You don't just like put a flashcard up and say cover three on third and six in the red zone in the National Football League.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, it may have looked like that. That doesn't mean that's what was called. Players have to play, adjust, and execute. Right? It's not just like every play is designed to score a touchdown on offense. Every coverage should cover every receiver on defense. You give away certain things. How it ends up looking, individuals have to win one-on-one matchups and do their job and execute. X's and O's are one thing. You know, you have these two factions, right? People that make excuses for players, people that make excuses for coaches. The truth typically lies somewhere right in the middle, and that's where I'm at with this defense. Because everyone's pointing fingers. And what's that mean? No one's worried about the team. So I have a hard time saying the flashcard TA is just like, three, cover three. Cover three and just let them get wide open.
Well, I mean, then clearly everybody's confused, right? Because you're pointing
fingers. They got a new safety. They got Jalen Ramsey.
But it's defense. Like, it's not rocket science.
Understood. There's guys running wide open all over the National Football League, too. Not just the Pittsburgh defense.
Boy, if Caleb Williams.
Now, if you play man-to-man, if you trust your guys, if you have a elite secondary and you trust your guys, you play man.
Right.
They don't and they don't.
They don't and they don't. So, and that is the truth we will never know, is when you get in that room on a Saturday and you say, how are we going to play this team? You've already worked it all week. If you don't think you can win the matchups, you don't play man. You play zone. Or is that a fundamental principle of Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin's philosophy?
I'd love to go back to the Cincinnati game and to see a moment whenever Cincinnati was in the red zone and see what coverage that they played to that.
They've done it a bunch.
The same coverage?
They've done it a bunch. They got beat on four verts multiple times in the red zone this year. Multiple times. Not as much the last three games, so to your point about Cincinnati.
Because clearly Ben Johnson and their offense knew what they were going to be in and whose responsibility was what in knowing that DJ Moore was going to be open.
Well, and to Pat's original point asking about the down and distance, Tomlin so Labriola interviews Tomlin before every game. It's on Steelers.com. Tomlin was super paranoid in a couple of different answers talking about how Chicago loves to run the ball on third down.
Exactly. And they probably, I would bet you, just thinking that, we're reading each other's mind here.
How about that? It's the Zen.
I bet you they probably thought, what point of the game was that?
Late third quarter.
So it was a punch and match at that point.
Mid-third quarter, yeah.
Score? Was it tied?
21-17, wasn't it? Is that whenever they went up?
21-17, Steelers were up.
Bears are up 24-21.
Okay, so that's four down territory, right? Which makes third and six even more of a rundown.
No, you're right, Dornia.
It's even more of a rundown. If it's third and six and you're in sequencing mode, they're probably saying, let's get a hat down. They're going to run it here. If they're third and three or less, fourth and three or less, they're gone.
They're going to go for it.
So those are, like, I'm not defending the call. I don't know what the coverage call was. I'm not in Patrick Queen's, he's the green dot, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in his head. What I'm saying is there is a lot more in to calling a play, calling a coverage, than, oh, they're going to run four verts, we got to match it. Like, hindsight's great. Hindsight's great on offense, right? I mean, ultimately, there's a lot that factors into a call. And that we just extrapolated that. Third and six, run it on third down. Like,
I agree. Absolutely. There's a lot more that goes into the calls on defense. But just like you said, they've run that coverage before at the same points in the red zone and gotten beaten, and they haven't changed it.
It was a cat and mouse. Tomlin thought they're going to run, to your point, and Ben knew that they thought that they were going to run because their self-scout tells them, we run it a lot in this area. And so he knows, Tomlin, you're going to do this, so we're going to do this, and it's cat and mouse.
Tendency breaker. That's football.
Tendency breaker. That's exactly what I was looking for.
So how does the same defense hold Indy to 20 points and wreak havoc in the backfield? Did they call different coverages that game?
I think that was the first cover two game that they played, where they played primarily cover two. But, you know, whatever. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Coming up next, Lee Sterling. There's so many great games tomorrow. The big one on Sunday, the big one on Saturday for Pitt. We'll get into them all with Lee when we come back. Right now, it is a Dom headline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ball, pill, rock, pigskin. Tomorrow at 1, all weekend long, and joining us now to break down all the big games is Lee Sterling for ParamountSports.com. Also, before the hour is up, we got Tit Pickets. We got Pit tickets to give away.
No chance.
I got to hit a button here. There you go. We got Pit tickets to give away before the hour's up. Lee, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I know there's some bacon going on downstairs, so I'm a little distracted getting ready for the turkey bake-off with my two daughters. You guys, we've talked about that many times before, right?
We sure have. You're like Mr. Thanksgiving, Lee.
Yes, he is.
Oh, love it. Love it. Got my two daughters home. And this year, a new wrinkle. So my oldest always does the banana cream pie. And the oldest, I saw the delivery last night, came in for the huckleberries from somewhere in Idaho. I put the package, you know, in the kitchen for him, did my part. And this year, new entrant, my new son-in-law and the youngest daughter's boyfriend, you know, the Jets fan, Penn State fan, they have entered a mystery pie. So they won't tell me what it is. But so when you watch it on TikTok or Twitter/X, tomorrow about, should be released by 7 o'clock. We'll have the video up. Three pies going head to head. And I had to be honest though with the boys. I said, listen guys, I'm all for it. Love pies. But if it's a tie, it goes to my daughters.
Lee, let's get to the games. So Virginia, Virginia Tech, this one matters an awful lot for Pitt. If Pitt beats your beloved Miami Hurricanes, they need either Virginia or SMU to lose. It's a rivalry game, one that Virginia Tech has dominated through the years. Virginia given 10.5.
Here's the problem for Virginia Tech. I think whatever they had left was expended in that game against Miami. I mean, they showed their new coach. They were interviewing him. He was shaking hands. I mean, taking pictures with babies. Now they got to face Chandler Morris here. He was hot early, then cooled down. Heated back up with 316 yards a couple weeks ago against Duke here. Virginia Tech's pass defense, 73rd in the country. Virginia Tech has won 18 of the last 20. This is a big-time revenge game. Huge game for Virginia here. And 2 weeks to prepare for this game after the win against Duke. They're going to be ready to go here. I think they've regrouped. I like Virginia. Give me the Cavs, 31-14.
All right, Lee, Miami giving 6.5 to my Pitt Panthers.
Yep, and love to take Miami. I think they're the better team man-to-man. But the problem here is cold. Miami does not play weather well in poor weather here. Cold weather, 36 high, low of 32. I heard they were trying to turn the AC up. I mean, the coldest they can get it probably in the indoor facility, probably in the low to mid-50s. Not going to be enough. Defense usually doesn't want to engage when it's cold like that. And wrap up here, Mason Hinchel, I mean, kid's been really good at home. 7 touchdowns, just 1 interception since he was inserted as a starter, except for Notre Dame. Miami did not face many good throwing quarterbacks except for Kevin Jennings, and he beat them here. And Miami's best defender, I believe, Keontae Scott, their number one cornerback, in fact, number one rated by Pro Football Focus. He was down a couple weeks ago for the season. Wrong team favorite. Hate to say it. Pitt, straight up, 27.
Wow! Lee!
What was the score?
27-24.
He says those Miami guys, they don't play in the cold. Are they going to come out shirtless, Lee? Is that what's going to happen? They're going to do that thing? No?
No way.
Okay.
No way. The coldest it's gotten here in the morning after, you know, the overnight semi, been 71 degrees.
All right, Lee, there's no need to brag, all right? Keep it to yourself.
No, I'm just saying these kids aren't ready for it.
Chiefs, Cowboys, this one matters a lot to the Steelers now that they're in the wild card mess, in the hunt, as we like to say, Lee. Chiefs giving 3.5 to a suddenly hot Cowboys team?
The Cowboys saved their season, down 21-0 here. I mean, look at Pickens, your ex-receiver. He's become the number one guy right now. Over 1,000 yards receiving. I mean, CeeDee Lamb, if he gets hot again, Ferguson, a tight end. Also, Williams, a running back they got from Denver, 2 years removed from the ACL injury. He looks great. Defense resurrected. They get Williams, Quinnen Williams from the Jets. And I think KC has just gone stale in the red zone here. Defense is still good, but play calling not as sharp as it's been in the past. Give me the Cowboys here, straight up 30-27.
Ravens giving 7 to the Bengals.
Bengals, I think, keep it close here. I mean, Joe Burrow, that says it all, and the defense is at least engaging. They're not very talented, but they're engaging here. And I think the Ravens, they just want to make it through the season with Lamar Jackson. It's not about him having these great performances. It's just winning, and he's afraid to run, afraid to let it all go here. I think the Ravens ultimately win the game, but 7 points, way too much to lay here. I think the Ravens win this game here, 24-23.
All right, Lee, Bills, Steelers, Bills given 3.5. Will it be Rodgers? Will it be Rudolph? Your thoughts?
Doesn't matter. Except for the two, you know, the two turnovers, I thought Mason Rudolph played great. So I don't have a problem with him playing. I think he'll play better in this game, even if he does play. I think Buffalo, their heart and soul is taken out against Houston. Their offensive line, to give up 8 sacks, I mean, it should have been 12-15 by any other quarterback. Now all of a sudden they're taking injuries on defense here. Steel curtain.
does the job here. They get 5 sacks on the day. Steelers straight up, wrong team favorite.
Wow!
26-24.
A Pittsburgh sweep this weekend.
Look at that.
Lee Sterling and your daughter's cream pie is going to be delicious.
Lee, give us your game of the week.
Yeah, I hope Miami wins the Canes, but I got to call it like I see it. Game of the week, game that I love here, and I think it's going to be an easy, easy winner. We're going to look at a game no one is looking at. Just love this game. Think we're going to see a blowout, or is this going to be an upset? Bears and Eagles on Friday afternoon. First five callers, 800-400-9741. First five callers, I'll give them the Eagles and Bears game. Who would have thought this game would have been huge? And Turkey Shootout, 15 games from tomorrow all the way through Sunday. We had 1-14-1 record, looking for a first ever 15-0 record, but we've had a bunch of 13-2, 12-3. Last year, we went 11-4 on this promotion. Not $197, $97 for 15 games. It's ready to go. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you are the absolute man, Mr. Thanksgiving. We appreciate you jumping on and being flexible today, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, see you guys.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Lee.
What a guy. What a guy. And he picked Pitt and the Steelers. And he's going to have delicious pies today. It's outstanding. What?
Nothing.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I'm now seeing on the text line what I did there. I was wondering what the hell happened with Boston. I did not intend it to be. I did not intend that. He said he loves. Okay. Poor phrasing. Did not mean that. Incidental contact.
Huh. Huh.
Definitely flag on the play. Definitely flag on the play. Incidental.
I mean, you're ejected at this point. What'd you do last year at Christmas time?
Oh, yeah. I said, Lee, how do you... I asked him something about a Christmas tree, and he kindly reminded us that he's Jewish. I didn't mean it. Also, we're giving away Pitt tickets next. You give us a ring at 412-928-9370. You answer a trivia question. If you're the first one to answer the trivia question, you win 4 tickets to the Pitt-Miami game. Right now, a Dom headline. Fam weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy and cold today with a chance of rain. Tomorrow, cloudy and cold. All Thanksgiving, high of 34, low of 26. We have one more pair of Pitt tickets to give away. And we're going to do so right now. We ask a trivia question. You give the answer. If you're the first one to give the answer, you win a 4-pack of tickets to Pitt, Miami, Saturday, high noon, at the ACT. Now, the first question was, who scored Pitt's only touchdown during 13-9? The answer, Pathew Bostic. Next question, Doran's career high in a collegiate football game was 118 yards. Which team did he do that against? The correct answer, Syracuse. And now, we've got Doug Whaley in studio. Doug, an esteemed Pitt man. He played 11 games for the Panthers in 1991. How many interceptions did Doug Whaley have? How many interceptions did Doug Whaley have? Doug, do you know the answer?
Don't say it.
You can't say it, but do you know? Of course you know. We're going to go to Ginny in Ohio Township. Hi, Ginny.
Hey, hi. How are you?
I'm good.
So the question is, how many interceptions, huh? 4.
Ginny!
Wow! Right off the bat.
Woo!
Look at that.
Jenny, congrats. I had to even think
Thank
about
you.
That for a second.
Ginny, did you just pull a name
right
out of your
off
hat?
The top of my head. I'm sorry?
Did you know that, or was it just a guess?
Well, actually, my husband, who is a Pitt fan and a sports trivia fan, knew it right off the top of his head, and he showed up 4 fingers, and I'm like,
wow.
4. But that's his alma mater, so I'm Duquesne, so
outstanding.
Yeah, he knew it, and he gets the applause.
4
His name's
picks.
Dave.
That's unbelievable.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold. The next voice you're going to hear is the lovely intern Dom's.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jenny.
Wow.
Jenny was Harry Potter's love interest.
Jeez.
Well, I mean,
just the angle of approach on all of these situations is just off the
wall. Have you ever seen Harry Potter?
No. I'm watching this.
Have you ever seen
I'm
Harry
watching
Potter?
This, I'm watching this cover three play, though.
No one cares about cover three.
It's funny that us three have never seen Harry Potter, but you think it's like the best thing that's ever graced the
film. Is that surprising at all that you and your other two football cohorts have never seen Harry Potter and me, a guy that rode sometimes in high school, has seen it and loves it and will watch it again tonight?
You're going to watch it tonight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We almost watched it last night. Couldn't convince my wife. I got a text back from Lee, guys. You ready for this? I said, Lee, that came out really wrong. I'm sorry. He said, don't worry about it. People love the segment. What a guy.
Huh.
All right, we'll break down that cover three play with Doug Whaley in here. Get all the football minds together at one time. That is next. It's Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.